something to be said for that, man. That is playing it safe in a way.
Yeah.
To be that naughty of a boy where you only play with other boys simplifies life.
Okonnie got naughty with a boy this weekend.
What?
Okonnie went out. All right, so we went to this bar. Wait, yeah. What? This is so funny. We were all fucked up, and we went to this bar called the Linebacker by Notre Dame Stadium. It's like where everyone goes. The Linebacker is the fucking rowdy. It's naughty BB girl central. I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, you were still.
I was in chattel mode because I was away from BB girl. The distance puts you in chattel.
That's true.
But we were looking for tickets, and we were trying to get tickets to the game, and this gay dude was there, this old gay dude. Uh-huh. And O'Connor, I guess, started trying to get tickets from this guy.
What?
O'Connor, like, was, like, flirting with
him. He was hot-chicking him?
He hot-chicked an old gay dude, gave him his phone number. So O'Connor was fucking hammered.
Of course. It's, it's hilarious.
And then O'Connor was getting texts from this guy the rest of the night and the next day of, like, hey, where are you?
Oh,
hey, what are you doing?
God.
You want to do some shots? Where are you? Like, yeah.
That guy thought he was about to fuck O'Connor.
I was like, damn,
I'd be pissed.
O'Connor's like,
if I thought I was going to fuck O'Connor.
Scrumptious, naughty bee. And this fucking old gay geezer was about
to fuck.
Naughty
wizard, dude.
Naughty wiz.
He probably saw you guys and was like, he had a bag full of tricks and was like, Notre Dame tickets will do it.
That, like, it was funny too because we were out for a while. We were out for like 6 hours, but I looked over and O'Connor's like shirt was unbuttoned more and his hair was like messed up straight
Holy
up. I was
shit.
Like, you just tried to trick a dude into tickets
did
by
he
hotting
get the
him?
Tickets?
No.
Oh, so he didn't get the tickets.
Well, I bet you could have. But that would have required us hanging out more
that
with this dude.
That might have required some fucking... You might have had to flip the hat around and be like, hey, dude. You probably wouldn't... Dude, imagine you just holding him up and crucifying him, dude. O'Connie like punches Pilate on the side, dude. You up the top, like, yeah.
You'd be tag teaming this naughty wizard?
You guys could have got tickets if you fucked him.
I would have impaled him, dude. Oh, for some ND tickets? I would have fucking gone through that guy.
That's funny. You try to seduce a man for ticket.
It was crazy. So then that old dude texted him about this tailgate the next day, Saturday morning. He was like, well, this is where we're going to be drinking. We ended up at that tailgate.
Stop, dude.
And then O'Connor found, because we were like, holy shit, that's that dude. And O'Connor was like, oh, fuck. He texted me and said he was going to be here. So then that dude's like looking over at us the whole time. We're like, we got to get the fuck out of here, dude.
That's fucking.
You're playing games with this guy's heart.
I mean, yeah.
He
How
was
big
handsome.
Was this dude?
He was handsome.
Was he a good looking dude?
He was thin, but he was like a tall.
He's athletic.
He was probably like 55 and like.
God damn, dude.
Beautiful hair. Silver fox, dude. He would have.
Oh,
he would have put a.
O'Connor's got like a rump, fucking nice little rump, too.
He would have put a hurting on O'Connor's butt.
He might have bottomed out.
You think
most gay guys are bottoms, don't forget. Like 70%. Tops are rare. Bottoms are the norm of the gay community. This guy wanted O'Connor to fuck him.
For sure. And O'Connor fucking catfished him hard. Like, it was like...
He hot-chicked
him. He gave him the signals.
He hot-chicked him.
He gave him his fucking phone number.
I mean, dude, think of it this way. He gave him the fucking... O'Connor was BB boy to a fucking...
He BB boyed. Naughty man.
He BB boyed a naughty wizard, dude. And tricked him. That guy was just as happy. The happiness you described in yourself, O'Connor gave that to another man and then ripped it out of him.
O'Connor gave him the same look BB Girl gave me after that show.
Yeah, dude.
And that old gay wizard was just instantly...
smitten.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, wait, he is coming to the tailgate. Oh, wait, why is he ignoring me? Who's that fucking hot-ass dude next to him? What the fuck? He probably thought
me and O'Connor were gay.
He was fucking you.
Because we stood together the entire time. And, like, I would get drinks. Then O'Connor would go get drinks. Yeah.
He probably thought you were fucking O'Connor. He's like, God damn it.
He must have some really good tickets.
He was having a Winnebago.
O'Connor's a twink for tickets, dude. He just goes
O'Connor's
around.
A little fucking... he's like a little college football lot lizard, dude. He's like,